Kerr's High Cat Attack podcast is back, Kingy. It is back. It is a little bit like when the Lord Jesus Christ came back and just ascended into the right hand of the Father. There's my Catholic education coming to the fore. Just bubbled out of me, Kingy. I've never used it before until that very moment. But
I thought COVID would change some things.
Yeah, it hasn't.
And I hoped it would be that I wouldn't have to work with you again.
Well, that hasn't happened. Talking about bubbling over, Kingy.
Yeah.
Do you know I bubbled over during the off-season for the Cats?
What bubbled over?
Well, they put in more pieces than a neurotic housewife, didn't they? They've gone. They're like the man who's gone to the casino. Yep. And I know the club aren't saying this because they're building for something in 2027. But they've like the man who's gone to the casino. It's sort of 10 to 3 in the morning.
He's taking his life savings with him.
Yep, and he's lost sort of half of it, and he's getting a bit tired and emotional. He's got his little cognac there. He's got about that much a snifter left in that, and he's just thought, you know what? I'm just banging. This is just I am boom or bust. I am all in on red, and the Cats are gone all in. And look, it's going to be an exciting year because I heard Jimmy Bartel sort of call the Cats out a little bit for saying that they're sort of hiding behind the, you know, we're building and this isn't a boom or bust. It's not a boom or bust, but let's be honest. Do you think if Geelong don't win the premiership this year, do you think they will win it the following year?
They've got 2 years.
You reckon two?
Yep. They've got two tops.
I'd argue one.
Nah, two. We love Jimmy at K-Rock, and we always have loved Jimmy at K-Rock. But remember, Jimmy didn't leave in the greatest of circumstances.
No.
And I would say that Jimmy's relationship with the current coach is probably
not great.
No.
But I have to agree with him, though. And I've heard one player who's maybe gone a little against the grain in terms of what other players have said, and that was Tom Hawkins.
Mm.
He basically embraced it. He didn't say it was this year or nothing, but he implied that the pressure was on and they've recruited to win it. Let's embrace that.
Is it different, though, when you are basically playing the last 2 years of your career?
Oh, but he's comfortable within his own skin to say what he feels.
Yep.
And he's the only one I've heard or read say, let's just embrace this year. It is a big year for us. We've recruited. We were within a length of winning last year. I think the skipper said it. They would all be aware of it.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why. I mean, I can understand, you know, Narkle not saying it, but you've got sort of some really Smith, Higgins, Selwood, Hawkins, Lockie Henderson, Blitzarves, Tui. You've got a team that is going to be 29 plus.
Oh, 30 plus.
30 plus.
Yeah.
The team that runs out on Sunday, 75% of them won't be playing in 2 or 3 years.
Maybe 65%. Maybe 2/3 in 3 years won't. But in 3 years, because you got Smith on a 3-year deal, you got Hawkins
at 31.
On, yep.
Jeez, they've gone out on a limb there.
Higgins on a 2, and Cameron on a 5.
I can understand Cameron at 27, but geez, Smith at. Oh, I'm not saying he's going to be really good for the Cats this year. He and Higgins will be fantastic because there's a motivation about playing at a good team.
Yep.
They've probably drifted off a little bit, particularly Smith at Hawthorn.
He didn't have a great 2020, Isaac Smith.
But he's where you've and that's, I mean, it's easy to point the finger, but when you've been where he's been, playing in a team that's running around at, you know, 3-15 or whatever they were. They probably weren't 3-15, but running around with no hope of finals late in the year, it's easy to forgive the fact that you drop off a little bit.
Mm.
But coming into a team that is going to be at the, well, let's hope they're at the pointy end of the stick, is a big opportunity for those guys. And long as they can stay fit.
The big thing about the 2 years is what games they get into.
Well,
if they don't.
This was my point last year of getting why Cooper Stevens wasn't playing the 5 games Jack Stephen played. I have absolutely no idea why Jack Stephen was recruited to the club.
Well, 17-game season made it a bit difficult last year, and they were just trying to win
the
flag.
So this year's going to be different.
Yes.
This year will be different.
No, it will be different this year because they are still trying to win a flag, but they've got 22 games. It's different. And the skipper's come out and said nobody's playing 22 games.
No,
especially coming off last year at 17 at 16-minute quarters into 22 at 20-minute quarters. Back to normal, and there'll be no gap. And the you get the one bye in the middle of the season, you're not going to get a massive 8-week gap like your 10-week gap that we got.
No, I agree, but they've got some players there who some younger players who are under the younger players, if you know what I mean. Yep. They've got Constable, Narkle. Constable's not at Geelong next year.
I wouldn't have thought.
No. So
unless the thing is that unless something changes, we say that now, but anything could go.
Somebody could get injured. He comes in, plays every game, re-signs a new deal.
Yep, signs a 3-year
contract. It's probably unlikely, but that could happen. I 100% agree with you. But the thing about it is that he is the next rung down. And Narkle is the next rung down. Underneath that, you've got other guys like Cooper Stevens and these. So they're not getting a look in.
Well, they're not right now. Some of those guys are actually off.
There's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that you're not. Geelong are going to find it hard to develop.
Yep. But does that fly in the face of your comment about it's not the worst thing in the world? And you've been very, forthright on this. That
vociferous.
Vociferous.
Have you ever been vociferous?
Zealous a little bit as well in terms of spending time in the VFL. And remember last year, those kids didn't really get a development year, Benny. Are we going to Terang, are we?
No, we're not going to Terang. So we've just got one in for Wild Racing at Terang, Jimmy's Secret. So this will be on after it's won by 4 under a grip. But no, we're not going to Terang just yet, Keith.
Okay.
They're behind the gates.
They're behind the gates, okay. Benny's going to keep half an eye on that. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon ahead of round one. Those kids lost their development year last year, that year of playing in the VFL, because that's another reason. You're going to play Cooper Stevens basically having not had a top age under 18 year because he was injured, and then, you know, playing him off scratch matches. I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I can hear where you're coming from. I can as our brotherhood there would say, I feel ya. but well, that's right. But so what? Geelong are all in.
They are all in, but they're a year behind in developing those kids that they wanted to develop, because they were playing in scratch matches that were, you know. The intensity, was it there? Probably not. A lot of those guys that were playing knew that they weren't going to be featuring in any senior footy.
Yeah.
So Cooper Stevens is probably still...
And I'm not saying he's the saviour, but...
No. He's going to be a good player.
He is, yeah. And his development...
He's latched himself onto the skipper, and that's not the silliest thing to do in your football career.
No, you're on the right track there, I would have thought, if you're latching onto the skipper. Let's talk about the team itself, Kingy, the one that's going to hopefully... deliver a flag for the Cats. Cameron alongside Hawkins. Whoa. How do you see that?
It'll take 6
working?
Weeks. It'll take yeah. 6 weeks.
Well, I don't know that it will. I mean, you're talking about a bloke who's played how many games? You're a big on the numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
How many games has Tom Hawkins played?
Up near 275.
And how many games has Jeremy Cameron played?
170 odd.
So they played over 450 games between them.
Correct.
Yeah. They're not taking time.
No, they've just got to get their patterns worked out. That'll be the only thing.
I don't agree with all that. I think that's just you hide behind that when you're not going well.
Oh.
I reckon they'll come out absolutely firing. And I think they'll work well together Hawkins is actually quite good up the field. He's very nimble. He's a beautiful field kick. He has great vision. He's good by hand. Cameron probably isn't... He doesn't... I'm not being critical, but he's not as creative as Hawkins up the ground. So he can, when Hawkins wants to go up the ground, Cameron can play back. Cameron is very good at covering space. He's a very good runner, and he's a long loper. He's not your traditional key sort of forward. He's more of an agile type forward. So when he goes up the ground, he's offering something different to Hawkins, who then offers something different closer to goal. So I reckon they'll complement each other really well.
What I'm looking forward to is Hawkins finding the ball at half forward and putting it down Cameron's throat, because we know how much of an elite kick that Hawkins is of the football. And I reckon Jeremy Cameron's actually probably going to salivate at the prospect that Tom Hawkins will be one of those people trying to put it down his throat.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. I reckon Tom Hawkins will be just sort of licking the big chops. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out on Saturday with just, you know, those big sort of 70s mutton chops, because he's pretty excited about what's going to happen. At the other end, Kingy, it's a sort of an embarrassment of riches for the Cats. Their defence is going to be better than it was last year.
Yeah, because Blitzarv's rolls back. 100%. I've seen some experts, and look, they get paid more money than you and I get paid to be in these positions to talk about football. But
what about the brown paper bag in the McDonald's car park sort of style?
I must have missed that.
A little wad sort of Pablo Escobar style.
Have you been looked after?
No, no. I'd like to be looked after. Fraser Brown style in the locker.
Anyway... You're an idiot. Well, Why did we re-sign you?
Oh.
And it wasn't for humour.
No, it was just for sort of a bit of light entertainment.
You've just got to bring it back.
Yeah.
Some questioning whether Geelong's defensive unit would be their issue this year, which I
think it'll be their strength.
I think, yeah. They need more run out of there.
Well, Atkins was good it's only a preseason game, but he was very good.
Mm.
Clark.
They actually couldn't lay their hands on Tom Atkins.
He's quite slippery.
Mm.
And I think he's sort of, maybe just looks quicker. Mm. He's probably not any quicker than he was 2 years ago, but he's probably feeling more comfortable with the speed of the game.
But two AFL preseasons under his belt.
He looked sharper, didn't he?
Mm.
He was sort of running away from
people. And he went back. He was back because he's only in his third year. He went back early. So he was back in December training.
Yeah.
So he has a month on.
So who does he push out? Not my man.
I think your man might be in a bit. I reckon your man might be in a bit of trouble.
Oh, jeez, come on. The eight.
The eight. Jake Colton. Yeah, it's a tough call.
The big Ukrainian.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Well, that's. I might have to go and see someone
it this way. The fact that you raised him before I answered the question means it's also crossed your mind.
No, well, it did when he came on, when he didn't play the first half of the practice game.
Yep.
And then he only came on in the second half. Okay, I'll throw something up to you, Kingy, and I know we've spoken about this before, so it won't be a revelation for you.
Mm.
And I know I'm biased for the eight. I like the eight.
You do like the eight.
I think he's a solid citizen.
He's popular in the Casanilia household.
He's very popular, but he's also, I think he's a good player. My thing would be Blitzarves as your key defender.
Yep.
And Colajasny, not Henderson, as your second defender. Mm. Colajasny plays, he's the one defender that locks onto somebody. You're not interested in them getting the footy, but he locks on. He does that really, really well. Henderson gets a bit of the ball, but can get spanked red raw because he zones off.
Because he plays that off role. Yep.
So you can't have, and Blitzarves is actually quite attacking for a fullback because he covers so much ground.
Yep.
So he
and GMHBA Stadium suits him.
Suits him really well. You've got Atkins coming in as sort of a playmaker. Mm. You've got Buse as a sort of a shutdown but can run it out.
Yep.
Stewart is a run it out sort of player.
Yep.
And O'Connor is building that side of his game.
O'Connor is going to have I reckon O'Connor will be the Sam Menegola of this year. I know he had a great year last year. I think he was sixth in the BNF, but I'd be shocked if Mark O'Connor's not top five in the BNF at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, that'd be fantastic for the Cats if that's the case.
Depending on what the skipper does, so the skipper's done at the end of this year, Mark O'Connor captains the club down the track.
Yeah, well, that'd be a big call. We'd have to be a bit of a, you need the press conferences, you need to have like a translator doing a bit of signing on the side there.
He's easy to understand.
Yeah, no, he's all right when he's just got the big Guinness, he's got his chin
Wonder how he went yesterday.
Like, he probably wouldn't be training today. He would have had to ring up and say, look, I've got a little bit of the old Mexican general soreness. I can't come today. I've been refreshed. I'm gassed to the eyeballs.
Him and Steph Ockenbohr have taken the opportunity to salute the homeland.
Yeah, they're not in today. So I reckon the defence, the one thing, the defence is set. They got an embarrassment of riches in defence. Zach Tuohy's not playing in defence.
Mm-hmm.
He's the sort of bloke that if he doesn't play well, if he has a month of poor footy, he'll be...
Especially at age now 31.
And they re-signed him for two more years.
They did.
Yeah, that was weird.
Intrigued.
Very weird. But he's the sort of bloke that you'll start talking about it being having a spell on the Scoobs.
Mm.
No, so Colajasny is that lock-on defender. And I just wonder whether... anyway, I'll be interested. So you have to think the way they've played it in the practice game, Henderson gets first crack.
Okay. So we know the midfield's fine.
Yeah, they've got heaps in there.
We know the forward line will be okay. We know the defensive unit will be okay. So that leaves one area of the ground that's always been a bone of contention, Benjamin.
Yeah, it starts with R.
R.
And it's got a C in it, can't you? Have to buy a vowel. The ruck.
The
practice game series showed. The practice game series, the one game. Because could it be classified as a series if it's just one game?
Yes.
Well, it exposed the Cats as being that Josh Jenkins, unfortunately, isn't going to be any good in the ruck.
I'd say he's playing Saturday.
Is he? Stanley not playing?
Stanley will play. I think they're going to go with both. Look, in a perfect world, I think it's Stanley and Radigalia.
Yeah.
They've got to go two ruckmen. Now you've gone back to 20-minute quarters, I think you've got to go with two rucks. And I think it'll... And Radigalia's not right. He's got that fracture that he suffered from an accidental kick to the leg.
Mm.
And that means we'll have Jenkins backing up Stanley.
Yeah, okay. Well, geez, good. Wow. So, well, the sooner Radicalea gets back, the better, is all I'll say to that.
Geelong's first month is very generous.
Yeah, it is. It is very generous. It's like
for a team that's finished in a grand final to go to Adelaide and play the Wooden Spooners.
Yep.
Tick. Brisbane at home. Well, if you're going to play Brisbane, you want to be playing them at home, although they did beat them in the Gabba in the prelim. Then they've got Hawthorn, MCG, Easter Monday, and we know that Hawthorn aren't going very well. Melbourne, you don't know what you're going to get with Melbourne. And then you've got North Melbourne, who are, you know, you've got three of the clubs that are predicted to be bottom five in the first 5 weeks.
Yeah. It's a gift, isn't it?
Oh,
it's like when you used to go to church. Right? I don't know why I'm on the RE sort of bandwagon here.
What's happened here?
You know when you go to church and the old wooden plate used to come around and they just get handed from punter to punter? That wouldn't be COVID safe. You wouldn't be able to do that anymore. I'm not sure how they would do it now if you sort of trundle along to your local arrangement there to light a candle. But you know when the plate, as it was called, used to come around and... Every now and then, and it used to be the day you could actually have an envelope, the proper envelope from the church where you could put your money in and write how much you put in. But every now and then the guy next to you would drop like a big pineapple in. and you'd sort of think, goodness me, it was very tempting just to sort of try and, could you make a withdrawal out of that plate? But he was always very generous. Geelong have been gifted that $50 in the first month of that draw because Steve Hocking obviously wants the Cats to get off to a flyer.
Steve Hocking has nothing to do with the fixture.
No, he does. He's got a lot to do with some other crap going on.
Well, where do you stand on the concussion sub, Ben?
Well, I think it's going to get rorted. The injury sub.
It's open. It is the injury sub. The medical sub. It is open to being...
It's open to getting absolutely rorted. Now, I heard Steve Hocking say there's going to be harsh penalties. You know, it was all sort of bottom lip down sort of stuff. Harsh penalties are going to be applied to people that rort the system is basically what he was trying to say. People are going to rort the system. Because the one thing is that what's the one thing that you never hear or you rarely hear anybody in the media do in terms of football speak? What's the one thing that you can't question?
What's that, Ben?
You can't question the doctor.
No, you can't. Because they are bound by a very high code of ethics.
Correct. So we're not going to be able to question anything that a doctor says because that will be seen as you're a bit left to centre and you're teeing off when you should be just getting your tight list out of your pocket. Mm. You've gone early. So we're not going to be able to do that. You can't tell me, I am not buying it for one second, that doctors don't have allegiance to the clubs they work with.
Of course they do.
They've got their face painted. They want their team to win. So they, if they are asked, geez, just... And the other thing's happened, Kingy, is anything NESS is going to become flavour of the month. He's got some tightness, some awareness.
Some soreness.
Yeah, some soreness. Some what else? What else ends in S? There's one more, is there?
Is there?
A tightness, awareness, soreness. And there's going to be regions of your body that you've never heard of getting put up because players are going to get Johnny off. He's had enough today. The shower, son. And well, let's get Eddie on. And Johnny's going to have a medical ailment that we have never heard of.
What are the Cats doing this year, Benny? Are they winning it?
I'd be staggered if they don't make a prelim.
Okay, pass mark.
Well, I'd have to make a pass mark after last year. If everything's equal and they don't have 74 injuries.
It's a grand final.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. Yep. With the way they've recruited and the team that they've got.
Yeah, you don't go recruiting those three guys to finish for third.
100%.
Yep.
And the players know that.
Yep.
The players know this is a really good opportunity. Hopefully it motivates them to have one more crack at it.
Absolutely. Well, two more cracks.
Yeah.
I think they've got two more years. I think the skipper gets another year.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Skipper and Hawkins both turn 33 this year. Skipper's 33 in May, Hawks 33 in July. How'd you go at Terang, Benny?
We're just still going, Kingy, and it's starting to sort of...
I thought you were a 250 jump.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened. They've sort of... it's going to be a big, big finish.
Is it?
And something on the inside is going to blouse us. We're going to run...
What are you going to run?
Second.
What was the horse?
Jimmy's Secret.
For Simon Wilde?
Yes.
Do you have some sniff in that, or is that just...
No, as in ownership sniff? Yeah, no, absolutely zero sniff.
How's Charlie Rose going?
Unfortunately, the great mare, only the fast ones get injured.
What's happened?
Oh, she's got a couple of little issues with her knees, which is not catastrophic. It's not ideal.
It's not retirement, though.
No, it's not retirement, but it's not ideal. It's something that can be managed.
Okay.
So we're going to need to manage it. But she's having a rest, and we're looking to get her back for, dare I say, King, I never thought I'd be saying this, but we're looking to get her back for the Melbourne Cup.
Okay. So you went to Adelaide hoping to win the Adelaide Cup with Charlie Rose.
Yeah, and she was injured. Unfortunately, she still ran fourth on three legs.
She could have told you that before you'd actually booked somewhere for lunch the following day to celebrate being in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, 100%. She could have. Or she could have told me that 3 days before that when we gassed ourselves into oblivion for just in sort of excitement mode. But look, she ran.
That's why you were missing for the. Well, not because you were gassed into oblivion, but you were in Adelaide.
I was in Adelaide just following the fortunes of
Jason
the great
Doherty
Charlie
was
Rose.
Very good too.
Was he?
You should never go on holidays in radio.
Yeah, well I wouldn't normally, but she was just. Yeah, it was one of those things. I've lucked into one that can, you know, she's way above average. Mm. And we've just got to try and get her back in, hearts in the mouth sort of stuff now that she's got a little minor problem.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll move on.
Is Dr. Bombay onto it?
No, we need Dr. Harry. Dr. Harry to come around and sort her out. But she's being sorted out. Actually, today I think she might have a little something.
A bit of a scrape or something?
No, she'd never scraped. Arthroscope. I think she was having the old ultrasound today. So.
Okay.
Anyway, we've just got to keep our fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything crossed, that the great mare, the daughter of Tavistock, because she is, I'm not joking, she is, if she's right,
yep.
She's way above the average animal.
3,200, does she like that?
She absolutely eat 3,200.
Okay.
Yep. So we're getting excited.
Yes, we are. If you don't go there, you can go to the Jericho.
Well, if we go into the Jerry Cucking, it'd be a fair step down, like an enormous step down.
All right. So our consensus is, before we answer your questions, that we are grand final or failure.
If everything's equal, yep.
Okay. Questions, cat to the future, and we're on. What did you think of Mr. Bartell's comments in saying this is Geelong's last year to compete? Is he, as a senior official of a club whose player we recently took it from him, trying to heap pressure on them to get the Cats to implode? Is this going to make the club events for the 2011 flag 10-year anniversary super awkward?
No, I don't think so. I actually agree with you. I know you think they've got two. I'll say one.
Yeah.
Got too many good players. They're not getting any better next year.
Yep.
And they've got a lot of players there who aren't getting better next year.
Yeah.
In fact, more than half the team. And I don't think, you know, when sometimes you sense a player or an official is disgruntled with the club and they'll say something that maybe only 5% of the membership may agree with, I reckon 90% of the membership agree with Jimmy Bartell.
What's the one thing that makes you nervous about this year, and why is it the length of the games on older bodies? That doesn't make me nervous.
No, the ruck.
Yeah.
The ruck makes me nervous. And Geelong's inability to stop Dustin Martin when suddenly the calendar slips over into just September.
Or October.
I mean, he pulled Geelong's pants down that grand final.
The grand final, this is Turbo Cat, the grand final loss to me seems to have had a slighter impact compared to if they'd lost an MCG game in front of a full house. Do you think the players in the club will be more likely to be motivated or mentally scarred after that loss? Some players seem to have got off light for their output in that game compared to other players in losses. I seem to remember Billy Brownless copping heaps for a GF performance in 92, but he kicked 3 in 92, 4 in 94. Compared to Tom Hawkins' stats, he looks pretty good. We did move on pretty quick, I think, as a football. I think we just wanted to put 2020 in the rearview mirror. It had been a nightmare of a year. The game was over. We had to quickly move on to trade period and draft and all that sort of stuff because we had only a two-month window between there and Christmas. And I don't think, in terms of grand finals being ripped to shreds and analysed, this is one that wasn't.
No, probably not. We were just happy to get the grand final done.
Yeah.
I think one and done, even though it wasn't the Cats. But the AFL certainly were breathing a sigh of relief. You'd have to ask the players about in terms of how it impacted them. I think the way they've recruited helped alleviate any sort of
Cameron was a cat.
Negativity that might have impacted.
Well, I think Higgins and Smith were Cats by mid-November. And Cameron was a cat by early December.
Yeah. I think, and particularly for the older players who might have been thinking that was their last chance, suddenly you add these three players and think, hang on, potentially stronger than we were last year. So I actually think that it might, last year's loss might be a positive in just motivating. Had they not picked up those three players and maybe lost a couple of players, I think it would have been, oh my God, we're done. Yeah. But they haven't. They've gone the other way. And I think last year will probably act as a little bit of a spur, particularly for, you know, those guys who are towards the end.
Yep. Daz Broncos.
Oh, Daz is back, is he?
Did my best to shamelessly plug K-Rock football at the Grammys. He had the beanie on.
And?
Oh, he just took a couple of photos and stuff like that.
Did he?
Yeah, he was in that little walkway at the Grammys. Thanks again for linking Big Footy to the Cat Attack podcast. With the list changes this year, adding Cameron, Higgins and Smith, whom do you feel will actually be most crucial to our success? I think Sean Higgins will be.
I think that's impossible to answer, Daz, to be honest. I think that they all will be. Mm. I think Higgins' class is something that will be very handy.
Can I say something that might come across as very silly, but I think it's got some merit? Higgins is an upgrade on Ablett. On 2020 Gary Ablett.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, Considering we only had
Gary Ablett for about 10 games.
He's probably a little bit more consistent, a little bit more versatile.
Yep.
And he's very skillful, which is probably an area Geelong lack to a degree.
That's why I think he's the one that's crucial.
Yeah, he's got good vision. And
if he's getting the footy
forward to centre, yeah, that's what they want. That was the same for Ablett, though. If he got it forward to centre, to your pants were sort of
starting to get pulled down. He didn't see it as much as what Sean Higgins is going to see.
No, he'll probably average 20, 23 a game. Mm. It depends what role he plays too. But Smith is a very, very good player. And he's a run and carry sort of player, breaks the game up. Higgins doesn't have the speed to break the game up, but he finds a lot of it. Smith is the sort of bloke that can really influence the game on 12 to 15 possessions. Mm. So I think he'll be very good. And Cameron's in his prime at 27.
Yep.
So he'll, you know, if he's not kicking, given the opportunities he's probably going to get in some games with the ball being pumped forward, if he's not kicking 45 to 50 goals, I'd be staggered.
Mm. If Sean Higgins plays for Geelong last year, is it different?
No. Don't think so. Not one player. No way. They needed Jerry Cameron played, it might have been different.
Okay.
But not Sean Higgins.
Okay. Daz Broncos poses is a key to our success, the breakout of players like Parfitt, Simpson, Atkins, Clark, and, say, Cooper Stevens in cracking into the 22. I think Parfitt can go up a notch.
Yeah, he's good. He showed in that practice game that he's a very, very an accomplished player who's got some good tackle. I like the way he's a good tackler. He's actually classy, but he's actually tackles really well from his rugby background. Mm. Clark, the jury's out on Clark as to whether he can maintain it for a year.
He'll play round one.
Yeah, 100%, and he deserves to after his practice game form. Mm. But can he maintain form for a year?
Remember, it's only 20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And footy wasn't his.
No, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Can he maintain form for a season? And I'd have to say the jury would be out big time on that. Let's hope he does, but that'll be his challenge issue.
We have Call to Daddy. We have three new faces coming in as mature agent Clark, looking likely to be a regular, and a lot of hype on Evans. Who do you think spot is most vulnerable? I would love to hear your thoughts on the back line. If anyone may be pushed out, in my opinion, Dalhouse and Tui are two vulnerable players. Mm-hmm. Given Tui, though, is in the leadership group, he probably stays.
Well,
I hope not.
Because he's not going to play in defence. There's certainly not a spot for him in defence. He has to, and he's going to have to play with Smith coming in and Higgins coming in. They're probably the two wingmen, or Mitch Duncan as well.
And Menegola.
He's probably going to have to play.
Higgins will play on a forward flank. Menegola will play on a wing. You can't. Sam Menegola's come off a career best season on a wing.
Yeah.
Because they
intermingle.
Yeah, I know, but he was almost your true wingman last year, which, as much as it was great, Cam Guthrie was All-Australian. Menegola was the better wingman last year.
It'll be interesting to see how the arrival of Smith and Higgins impacts players like Guthrie and Menegola. Because Guthrie and Menegola got thrown the keys a little bit last year, and this year they may not they may not have all the keys. They may look down, and last year there was 10, this year there's only 8. They haven't got the key to the garage or the safe. And it's funny how players come in and they can impact the output of other players. Mm. So that'll be really interesting, a bit of a sort of side story for the Cats, how that plays out. But I agree that Dalhouse is vulnerable, and I think Tui is vulnerable. Grian Myers would want to play good footy. He was good in that practice game, though. And who else is in there, Kingy?
Well, Cole Jasny is the other one.
The other end, Cole Jasny is vulnerable.
Yeah.
I personally think he'd be a better option than Henderson. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but I don't think they're going to start that way.
No, I think Henderson play. It'll be interesting to see.
That gives you an idea of how strong Geelong are. You've got Cole Jasny as a 100-game defender who hasn't particularly done anything wrong,
but
can't get a game.
Yep. Dave the Cat. Oh, no, hang on. Jenkins or Sav called a daddy.
Sav. Yep. Sav at least has a bit of physical presence.
He does right. I just can't seem to get a gauge on Sav. To me, he's on a similar trajectory to Tim O'Brien from the Hawks, which isn't very impressive. Yeah.
No, I think he's got more tricks than Tim O'Brien. So if Radaglia could find a fitness level, which the injury he's got's not going to help him.
No.
His issue is not his issue, but the area of his game that he needs to work on is fitness, and we've spoken about that a lot on K-Rock. He could be, I don't know that he could be a go with number one ruckman, but I reckon he could be a really, really good pinch hit ruckman because he's actually physical.
Yep.
He actually likes physical contact. Josh Jenkins is not that sort of player, and that's no knock on him. That's just him. He's more of a forward.
Yep.
Radaglia can really pinch hit, and he has that ability in a five-minute burst to influence the game.
Yep.
I reckon he'd be a fantastic backup ruckman, and then he's got to find a way just to get involved when he's up forward.
David the Cat, I picked up from Scott's recent media that he'll go with Dalhouse before Evans. Did you guys get that impression? I was at that media conference. Yes.
Well, you'd probably think that. I mean, Evans hasn't played senior footy. Dalhouse has played how many games?
That'll be high, 180s now, I think.
Yeah, so, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was to have a lean patch, they don't make a change. But yeah, you'd have to go with the guy who played 180.
Chris Scott did say that Evans is the next cab off the rank when it comes to that first.
Well, that makes guys like Dalhouse, Myers, Ablett's gone.
It's probably those two.
Those two, one of those. And Dalhouse not playing, Myers actually did quite well.
Yep.
So you'd think at the moment, it's Dalhouse is the one that needs to find a bit of form. If he has a couple of lean weeks, they might give him the old coke and sass.
Foxdog50, welcome back, boys. Might be a new year, but the same question came up. It comes up every year. Ruck, personally, I'm happy how Stanley has played when he's on the park, but the second ruck is the question. As I can't see Stanley playing a full game as our solo ruckman, can we still play blitz as a second ruck while he plays key defender? No.
Please, Lord.
So I've gone one-on-one with Chris Scott to replay before the game on Saturday, and Mark Blitzarves is a topic of conversation between Chris Scott and I. So.
Well, let's hope he said to you, Kingy, that he's remaining in defence unless we are forced to ruck Peter Philandia. Because Geelong's defence is so much better with him in it, and he's not a ruckman, and find somebody else to do the ruck.
Can we play Jenkins as the second ruck while he rotates bench forward?
No.
Does that make us too tall?
He's no good in the ruck. Okay. The practice game showed that.
You're not a fan, Benny.
He's just not good enough. No, he's a forward, key forward, and he's no spot for him, key forward.
Good to have you back, Ben.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Thanks to Kurzhei. Thanks to Jared and the team.
Oh, they'll be bubbling with excitement on the eve of the season.
Yeah, Jared obviously can't wait for the...
He'll have his face painted.
Yeah, Kurzhei. North Geelong, Ocean Grove, Grovedale is where you'll find them.
King.
Yep, they'll look after you.
You can hire anything. What was the... Hydro had a few funny things we could hire, didn't he? What was that one we had to have in the call?
Is Hydro coming
I'm sure we'll get him down.
Yeah. And hopefully Daz Broncos finds a way to get to Australia this year.
I wouldn't hold your breath. He'd be, I wouldn't thought of Daz. Look, if Daz can wangle his way to Australia, that would be fantastic. But it's going to be tough sledding with what's going on around the world.
Mm-hmm. Carrick footy from 3 on Saturday.
Although we are having the vaccine. Mm. Yeah, it's a crawl out.
Mm. Are you getting?
In Australia. It's not a roll out. It's a crawl out. Oh. It was one person in Australia getting it per day. So we're actually going to be done by... Sort of everybody's going to be vaccinated by 3037.
Okay, that's, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So it's slow. What is going on?
I don't know.
It's a crawl out, sort of roll out.
Kurzhei, Geelong's official Wacker Noisa dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale, and Ocean Grove. Kurzhei.com.au. Represent, Geelong.